Blog Talk Radio.
All right, rolling intro. Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Charmed Spirit Guides with Sean and Lori. We are both psychic mediums. We do this every week at 6 o'clock, where we have people call in and we try to help them, whether it be reading psychic energy or talking to the other side.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight. Should we start with, we see one person that called last week that we didn't get to, so we're going to start with them first.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Hi, good evening. My name is Patricia.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama. I think I did get a chance to speak to you all. It was the first time I called in, I think.
Okay, we saw last week that we didn't get to you. That's the only reason we picked up.
Yeah.
Right away.
Okay. And so do I just ask
you
a question?
Sure.
It's been about 4 years since we separated. I separated from this person. We were 6 months from getting married, and I called him with another woman. So I just ended it that very day and never went back. And throughout the years, this person seems to just not want to come to a place in his heart to move on. I have told him I forgive him, and you know, but I don't want anything with him. I attempted maybe a year later after we broke up a friendship. That didn't work because he wanted to be more than that. And so the last I've heard of him was back in January when he left a note on my car, and then here in April, about 2 weeks ago, when I decided to call his family, his sisters, and make them aware of, hey, look, this is going on. You guys need to talk to him, or I'm going to get, you know, the law involved. I just want to know, do you see him eventually coming to a place where he will leave me alone? His name is Reginald.
I mean, I see that he's very relentless, so I think he's still going to try to reach out a couple more times.
He has a very addictive personality. Do you know if he drinks?
He did drink when we were together. Well, yeah, he did. So what is his problem? Why won't he leave me alone?
Hmm.
It's almost like a control issue. He feels like if he doesn't leave you alone, then you're not going to go with anybody else. But I feel, and the cards are telling me, you should just stay far away from him. He's no good.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Deb, have you moved, like, further away from him?
No, I'm still in... in my home, so I have not moved. I've been here for about 15 years purchasing my home, so.
Oh, okay. So you're not going anywhere.
I think he might be moving.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit. I think once he moves, it'll be a little bit easier and further apart. These little pop-ups that he does. But he's definitely attached.
Well,
it's almost like he's trying to bring you back in. But it's not going to happen. Stay strong.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with him. I just have never seen this side of him. I've never known that he had this side until I exited the relationship. But
yeah.
I thought that maybe he would eventually, you know, go on. But he just seems to wait a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, and then here he goes again.
That's because you were his happiness. he hasn't been in a good place since then. He's tried. Obviously, he's tried. But he's looking for that fix of being happy and loved again. I don't know if this is a grandmother figure or a mother figure, but she's calling him like a stain on your dish.
Yes, my grandmother.
Like scrubbing the dish, but you can't get the stain off.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought maybe reaching out to his sisters, especially one of his sisters, he really respects an older sister, and making the family aware, look, this is what's going on. It's been going on for a few years, but I didn't think I needed to take it to this level to speak to you all. I figured he and I, as an adult, we could, you know, take care of this and go our separate ways. But obviously he is stuck in the past. And so I just wanted to make them aware, if I'm just hoping it don't get really ugly, you know, but I mean, oh my God, when do you just enough is enough? And how much do you let a person try to inject themselves in your life, even when you don't want to have anything to do with them?
Right. Something has like a power struggle there.
Absolutely.
Going on too. And he's not going to listen to them anyways. I feel like it's, even though they're going to say something to him, it's like in one ear, out the other. I definitely see him trying to reach back out again. Also, he knows that you're stable and that, you know, he's trying to like shake that up. But I think once he moves, and he does, and he will, when, once he moves away a little bit further, things will be less, and, you know, it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if you're, are you big into the angels? Do you ask for help?
Yes.
Because Archangel Michael tells me he's actually been protecting you like you asked him to.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't want to say it, but he's telling me that you might want to go to the legal side just to protect yourself.
So do you see him being a danger to me?
I don't see that.
I don't see danger, but I just see it like annoying.
Yeah, almost like disrupting your life. He keeps entering and trying to get further.
Yeah.
Yes, he reached out. My sister told me about a week ago, hey, Reginald friend requested me. I said, what? She said, yes. Hey, sister-in-law, you know, she saw part of the message. I said, are you kidding me? What is wrong with this guy? She said, I didn't accept. I said,
Right.
Wow.
Just can't get. I would tell them to block him, too, though, because he's just going to be annoying. I don't see anything crazy happening.
No, I don't either.
But annoying.
It's something you don't want in your life anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cut this off, but I do have a caller.
I understand. Thank you so much for your help and the message. I love you both, and many blessings to you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye. Huh. So let's see, who do we have next?
Unmuted.
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Andrea. My name's Andrea. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea. What can we help you with?
Well, I have a coworker who last Friday circumstantially called and yelled and kind of harassed me, and I end up calling my boss about what happened. So he said he might fire her. Do you think she would get fired, or she might still keep her job?
Interesting. A lot of readings about other people tonight.
I know. I don't know. I see her getting, I want to say, reprimanded and in trouble. But maybe not fired, because they're saying this is only her second strike, so I think she has a third strike still.
Mm. That's too bad.
I know. I think whatever they say that was going to scare her a little bit and, you know, keep her a little quiet.
Yeah, well, now I have to be uncomfortable because I have to see her every day now, which is going to be, she's just a temp, so, and I'm an employee, so, yeah, we'll have to, hopefully she just wouldn't have to come back at all. Who knows? So.
I'd be gone by the end of May or June. I don't think she's there for that much longer, but I don't see them firing her right this second.
No, I see someone's moving, like moving departments, or someone's going to be moving. I don't know if you're expecting a promotion, or maybe she's just going to leave the space that you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just works at the temp agency, and she's not, I don't know how long she'll stay there, but, I mean, do you think I'm going to be moving, or do you think she's going to be moving?
I'm assuming more of her. I just see movement in the company as far as, you know, both being in the same place.
But I just feel another couple.
Okay, Lunky's a bit for me. I don't care. See, we were friends first before she started working there. So I think because the situation, she felt she could call me at home and harass me. So that's why I was really more upset than anything. So, which is just not cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah.
Was your grandmother into tea?
Yes, she was. My grandma had a whole tea. She had a very nice China tea set and would drink tea every night before she went to bed.
Yeah, she's telling you because apparently your dreams are getting crazy.
Yeah,
She said you need to drink chamomile tea just to relax and calm down.
Ooh, valerian is good, too.
Mm.
Yeah, I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah, well, that's what she's saying.
Good idea.
It's either your dreams or you're going crazy at night. She wants you to drink, like, a calming tea. And I guess, are you calling from she's Southern?
I'm sorry, am I doing what now?
Is your grandmother Southern? She has, like, a little bit of an accent.
She was from Massachusetts, so that kind of accent.
Okay. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. She calls you, the poor thing's going to have her heart beat out of her chest.
Yeah, I have trouble sleeping because I have really bad reflux. I've had some stomach problems, so I had surgery. So sometimes it wakes me up in the middle of the night. So it just like sometimes I can't control it. It just happens. So.
Grandma's definitely watching over you, and she wants you to just relax.
Yeah.
She's also saying that this girl who's bothering you, it's not really stuff about you. It's stuff going on in her life that's making her kind of crazy. So, as you know, it's easier said than done, but try not to get offended by what she says because she's just got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out with COVID, and she blamed me for not telling people. And then when I told her when I got it, she didn't believe me. I was like, okay, end up blocking her phone number. I'm like, I'm done with you. So, whatever. She can think what she wants.
Yeah, she seems like too much drama.
Grandmother's showing me you like writing things on paper, whether they're anger or her name, and like burning them.
Yeah.
As a way to let go.
I've done that once. Or twice.
Keep at it.
Like a pretend email, and then I don't send it.
Very good. It works. It lets you vent and get stuff out. I heard put somebody in, want to keep somebody away from you, write their name on a piece of paper and stick it in the freezer. Mm. And it's supposed to, like, just keep them away from you, freeze their energy from coming near you.
I'm going to try that.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. Yeah, good idea. Yeah, I rearranged my house and did all that. So that's a good, some good energy. But I'll definitely let you know what happens with my coworker there, you know, when I go back to work, you know, on Wednesday when I go back.
Absolutely. Back on Wednesday. Yeah, I mean, I think maybe she stays there through the end of May and then you won't have to worry about her, so.
Okay, good. Yeah. That'll be great.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have
a great rest of the day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. going to the next caller. Hi, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Hey, Dion. What can I help you with?
And I have a couple of people in the freezer, by the way. That trick works like magic.
I'm telling you.
It's a quick little fix, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever can help us. So what would you like to ask?
Okay, so my question is that I wrote a book, and a couple of weeks ago, I had the book's been out for over a year, but I had a social media influencer mention it on TikTok, and the sales peaked. Ooh. And I'm wondering, is something going to come of this? My gut feeling is like somewhere has a copy of it and is considering making me an offer as like publishing it from a publishing agency. But that's just my gut feeling. I don't know what you're picking up.
I mean, I see opportunities coming out. You got the strong cards, the lovers cards, the sun cards. Those are all very, very good cards, wish cards.
Mm. The first thing you're saying is, are you working on your next book?
Am I what?
Are you working on the second book now?
I am.
Yeah. So they're saying keep it rolling. It's going to become a great thing.
I actually heard three, so it might be three.
I don't know if it's a trilogy or three different books.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was thinking it might be three the other day when I was like, man, I'm already halfway through the sequel, and there's like so much, I don't know. It's just like if anybody's ever written a book, it's like you can't put everything in one book. You know what I'm saying? But you have to have enough material to make a second one, and I'm already halfway through the second one, and I'm like, ooh, I wonder, what do you call the third one? And you just said it's a trilogy, huh?
Is it science fiction? What kind of?
No, it's actually a true crime story. It's a story about my life and how I outran the mafia, and I actually lived to tell about it. But I'm still outrunning them. It's not quite over yet. I do think that there's going to be a happy ending somewhere, but it might be a trilogy.
I'm seeing something almost along the lines of like a TV series.
Mm.
But maybe they put a spin on it, so it's not exactly like the book. You know what I mean? Like it's based off of.
Right.
Like that's what might come in for you, which is pretty cool. I mean, I do see money coming in and you being happy from it, so.
That's good, because I need to supplement my income, and finances are just like, ugh, right now. So I'm like, okay, I had that feeling, and that's why I called in. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Like your feelings are dead. Yeah.
Was it based on 2013?
Like wishful thinking. I'm sorry, what?
Was it based around 2013, or you just...
Yep.
We're writing it for a long time?
Sure was. 2013,
that's great. I don't know if this is a father or grandfather, but it's a big guy. I would say almost like 6 foot. And
my dad.
I'm sorry?
That's my dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a big guy, and he's warning you, don't jump on the first offer. He says, trust your gut. You're going to feel it has your best interest. And I almost feel like it's the second offer, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, too. I feel like the first person kind of almost wanted to sell out.
Yeah.
Not that person.
Okay. That's so crazy
that
you picked up 2013. Yeah. That means more than one offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And your dad just wants you to be careful, you know. Trust your gut. Obviously, it's just leading you in the right direction.
And don't stop writing the second and third book, because I feel like the offer is coming soon and you want to have everything, you know, all together so you have a good plan, we'll say, in front of you. But I really feel like I see, like, either a TV show or something happening. I see, like, young adults, like, I don't know. You know when they're, like, 20 but they're playing teenagers? That's what I see. I don't know if you're interviewing them or whatever, but I see them like, and it being a series, like a TV show. So maybe it's not like seven seasons, but maybe it's like two seasons and, I don't know, a couple episodes each. But it looks like it's a series of shows on TV, people acting it out.
Yeah.
See, and I felt like it was going to be soon, too. You just confirmed that suspicion. You're on the money today.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always accurate.
I'd like to keep going, but your dad is talking up a storm. He's talking about a pet, and he calls it the stupid pet that he has for that Passover. But
I was seeing a turtle. Maybe it was just, like, slow moving.
My sister had the turtle.
Apparently, he thinks that's not a very smart pet to have.
But he has.
He's got it. But I do have to go. We have to get to the next caller.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate everything.
Keep us up to date
Thank
on
you.
All the
Good
books.
Good luck. Yeah, I want to watch the TV show when it comes out.
I will.
All right. You have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Dion.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Who is next for us?
Before I take the next caller, I do want to mention that me and Lori do readings separately.
Mm-hmm.
The contact information is on the Blog Talk Radio or Facebook sites. And we also started doing them together as one reading, and it went amazing. The details, it was great.
That was fun.
So don't hesitate to contact us for personal readings that are usually much longer than you're getting now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and I'm going to take the next caller. Hi, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay. I will click the next one.
Maybe they were on hold.
Hi, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how can we help you? What's your name?
My name's Sharon. Happy Mother's Day, belated, by the way, if any of you have mothers or you are
Me
a mother.
Yeah.
And where are you calling
My
from?
My question, what? Ohio.
Okay, and what was your question?
I was just wondering, this week I started, tomorrow I'm going to be on my own. I have a new responsibility at my job added to my others. Do you feel I'm going to be successful at this? It's probably one of the hardest jobs in our department. Very, very technical. And one of the women's training me, she's really nice. She's been there like 40 years. It's her baby. This job is her baby. She's not hard. She's just kind of controlling sometimes. But I can work around her because I do like her.
Yeah. Sometimes that's good. They'll teach you exactly what you need to know.
I know.
They want it done a certain way.
Yeah. I feel like you got a couple cards that taught me to just make sure you're not slacking and you stay on point. Because she's going to know. So even though you're doing it separate or by yourself, like, I don't know, I don't want to say she has cameras and she's watching you, but maybe she's watching on the computer. There's something that she's, like, definitely going to be well aware of. So just don't slack and stay on point, especially for the first couple weeks.
Don't slack? Mm-hmm. Is it S-L-A-C-K?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a feeling you're not that type of person, though. They're telling me you're a go-getter. Like, when you put your mind to something, it gets done.
Yeah.
But
this lady is just like a hawk.
Yeah, particular. Yeah, I know. But you do see me doing well at it.
Yeah, I mean, you get the Three of Wands, which is good. It looks like it's a open path. There's nothing blocking your way. So I like that.
Are you very mathematical? Like, you have certain things that...
That's what it is. I work at a bank. That's exactly what it is. This is one of the most technical jobs in my department. It's with a lot of math and stuff like that, spreadsheets.
Okay. But that's something you're used to. It's just like a higher level, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just nervous. Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's my age. But don't worry, I won't slack. Thanks for the advice. I won't.
Yeah.
That was just a sense that, you know, this lady is serious.
And she's watching.
Yeah, she's watching.
She's, like, watching every move. I don't think she's always going to do this, but they're showing me, like, for the first couple weeks, she's, like, just watching every single move you make.
All right.
Maybe
thank you. You're right.
Or you're doing it, you know, but, I mean, you also get the Eight of Cups, which is emotional fulfillment, like being happy. So I think you're going to be happy there. And they're telling me there's some sort of safety net. So even if you mess up or you make a mistake, it's not going to mess up everything or completely ruin something. Something in the matrix or within the spreadsheet checks you, and then, you know, you started so you won't make a further mistake until that line gets fixed. So they're saying you can't destroy a room if that's what you're worried
right.
about.
And,
okay, I know. I'm just sensitive because they've all been there 30 years, 40. I've been there, two? And I don't know. Sometimes I feel left out. I know I'm being a baby, but it's very political in my department. It's a huge company, but in my department it's very political. Clickish, how's that?
Clickish. Yeah, they like you. And even this lady that acts like the hawk, she likes you.
Yeah, she does.
She definitely likes you.
Kind of got your back.
I think she's going to, like, yeah, give you her hand to follow her maybe into the circle.
Oh, I know what you mean. Okay. Thank you. I know. Because I want to stay there for a long time. I like the job. It's good pay, good benefits. It's a good, stable job.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but I hate when young people come.
Yeah.
But do you have maybe a nephew or someone died in their teens?
I'm trying to think.
He's young.
Not
he's skinny. Right. Yeah. Okay. I think his name, I'm getting better with names, but it has a C. Is it like Chris or Craig? Or an E? Okay.
I have to think about that. What does he have a message for me or what about him?
I don't know. Do you have a sister that's alive?
I have a sister. I have two sisters.
I feel like he's connected. I kept on hearing he's connected to your sister.
Hmm. Disconnected, you said?
That he's connected to your sister.
I haven't connected to her in a while. Since my dad died,
okay.
We had a falling out.
Okay.
I'm going to say the angels are telling you to reach out.
I know. It's I've tried. My sister's more, we're just very different. I'm more, a little bit more spiritual than she is. You know what I mean? She can be extremely selfish. She's my little sister. And you're right. I should reach out. I know. Her husband's really sick. I know.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, I think they're telling you she needs you now more than before. And I think she's even going to be more
receptive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take the first step. That's what you're saying. I know. It's the story of my life with her. I always do. Maybe it's because she's the baby. But thanks for the advice. I know you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And let us know if you figure out who the kid is. Because
I know. I don't know.
That's okay.
At this
time. It might come up later. Maybe it's someone you don't know that's connected to your sister.
Yeah.
But supposedly he missed her birthday, and he's upset, and he wants her to know that, or his mom to know that everything's okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right. That's good because she is going through a hard time. I know that. I just know it. Thank you, both of you, okay? That was wonderful reading.
You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Good luck. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good evening.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Donna, California. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, very nice.
San Inez Valley.
Here right now.
Huh?
It says it's probably much warmer than it's here right now.
Yeah, a little windy, though, today. Yeah, surprisingly. It's pretty windy.
Hmm.
Yeah. How can we help you?
Do you see a partner coming in for me? A male partner?
Okay.
I do. Is that somebody that you've been talking to?
Well, no. I have two male friends, but like 85, so I'm not interested. But I just help them out. They're by themselves, so I help them out.
Yeah. He looks like he's in his 60s. But you said you were 50 or 68?
I'm 68. I look a little younger and act younger, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this guy looks like, I would say, late 50s, early 60s. I see a letter G. Could be first or last initial. And he's got hair.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Which is funny.
That's funny.
Always a plus.
Yeah, my last one. Gorgeous. But it was fine.
Oh. Did that make sense? Because I want to say it's Grandma that's laughing about the hair. She keeps on showing, oh, he's got really nice hair this time.
Oh,
wow.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Will I meet him in my town, do you think?
Yeah. I feel like he's like close by, but maybe north of you. I don't know. Maybe he lives in a town not too far away. I feel like it's a driving distance. Could be
is
like
there a town with Bay in his name?
Bay?
Bay. I don't know what that
close
is.
By you?
Bay. Well, my sister lives in Arroyo Grande. She lives an hour and 15 minutes away. I was thinking of maybe moving there, but I don't think I'm going to right away because my town's better, I think, than her town. But I wouldn't
my
be living alone.
Better.
But that might be where this guy is from. Because I did feel like he's definitely familiar to somebody. So if you're not already talking to him, he might just be a familiar energy or person to your sister or to that area that she lives in, which would make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like Pismo Beach, San Luis Obispo, that area.
Flowers.
Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with that area.
I think. Sister and hang out, see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it's like a person meeting. I don't think it's online or maybe you talk online, but after you meet each other. I don't think it's a website or anything.
No.
I'm not seeing it.
No.
Like
I just got on one sender and it was a disaster. Oh my gosh, they're saying, what do you do? And are you married, divorced, and you have a retirement? And then I see that they're not even writing in proper English. I mean, it's kind of strange. Oh, my God.
can I, you, I want to say it's a motor, were you seeing motorcycles or a bike? Or it could be a bicycle. It's either a bicycle or a motorcycle.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's tour or a rally or like a convention, but I feel like that's happening maybe in July, closer by where your sister lives.
Mm.
And I think that might be a meeting spot.
Mm.
It's either like a bike. I was hearing bikes, but could be motorcycles, but could be regular bikes. Like regular bike, like a mountain bike or something. Maybe BMX.
Oh.
Too old for that.
Yeah. No, I
you're never
like,
too old.
You like a 10-speed bike, you know, almost like a marathon or race.
Yes, a marathon I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe that's what it is. But I'm thinking the end of June, July over there. But it's definitely where that other place you were talking about, the bay. But,
yeah. Something with a bay in a word.
The bay in a word.
The bay in the name, I should say.
Oh, okay. Because there's Avila Beach, too. That's up there. That's quite nice, actually. Yeah, there's a lot of nice places up there. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, too. I'm kind of low income, and I have housing. I get help with my housing, and I have an appointment every year, and I've got another one coming up in July. Is that going to go well for me? Are they going to give me the housing again?
Do they ever make you move with it, or they let you stay where you are?
No. I've been there 16 years.
Yeah.
So they would keep where you are. Okay. I think you get it, but there's some change.
Oh, okay. Mm. I think it's going to be more money this time. Yeah. That I'll have to pay because
I was going
to
say,
Social Security was
up. Do they owe you money?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Because I feel like they might give you like retroactive something. They're showing me a movement. I feel like it's on paperwork, so that could be with the money, of course, because I'm sure they got to change everything. But I see some type of movement within that. It's definitely not going to be the same as it was, but I feel like it's better for you.
Right.
To get the justice card.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to say more.
I don't know if it's like your grandmother or your aunt. She has like a... like a sassy attitude almost.
My Aunt Grace.
I don't know.
She was pretty,
your aunt.
Okay. Yeah.
She's way ahead of her time.
Because she's basically saying, now it's your time. You should put
up a
vision board or put up goals or something like that because you're very good at helping others. But sometimes you forget to help yourself.
Oh, that's true.
Did your aunt... Did your aunt have a lot of cardboard? I don't know if it's cardboard boxes or someone about too much cardboard.
Like that, like
I don't know, actually. You know, she's been gone for a while. I don't know. I didn't live in the same town she lived in. She lived close to my mom, but.
Yeah.
Were you doing something recently with a lot of boxes?
Was I doing something
breaking
with boxes? No. I took out a cardboard box with like a shelving in it. I took that out to sell it. And, that was like a cardboard box. I'm just kind of going through my apartment and getting rid of
selling more things. Maybe she wants her to do that.
Mm.
Because I see cardboard, I see boxes packing things. So maybe they're telling you to sell some more things, get rid of what you don't need anymore.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. I just got rid of a couple bags of clothing I gave to the Salvation Army.
Oh, very cool.
I almost heard like cardboard cutout. I don't know, maybe it's a craft. I'm not sure. But she wants you to keep that vision board. Keep goals. Make sure you're taking care of yourself.
That's so true. Okay, I'll have to do that. I don't even have a vision board. I should make one.
Yeah, that's what she wants. Apparently she was a spender. she had no problem taking care of herself, and she wants to rub that off on you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I see new beginnings coming for you better.
Oh, good. I've been waiting for a while. Yeah. I'm doing
I want to see. Let us know when you meet that guy at the bike race or the bike convention.
No, I'll let you know for sure.
It almost looks like, you know when they have like Jeep Week?
Okay.
It looks like that, like Bike Week. But I know that's usually in Florida. But they can have them everywhere. It looks like a Bike Week. That's what I'm going to say. Bike Week, but I think it's bicycle or motorcycle. So tell us what happens.
All right. I'll keep my eye open for that. All right. Well, thank you.
You
have a wonderful evening.
All right. You too. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I said, you know, look that up. And if you see that it's there for sure, make sure you go because you're supposed to be there.
Okay. Oh, I will. I will, most definitely. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Who do we got next?
All right. I think we have time for about two more callers. If I could hit it.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes. My name is Ron, and I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Ron. How can we help you?
Oh, great. It's great to hear your show, Sean. I'm so proud of you.
This is Ron Bates. He's one of my mentors.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Hey, Ron.
He taught me a lot. How you doing? It is so wonderful
to hear your show and how you're doing. It's so wonderful. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you so much. We're trying to get out there more and help more people.
Yeah.
And I love your co-host. Yeah. Loving the energy.
Yeah. Hey, we connect so well.
You do, and it's beautiful. I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks now, so I decided to unmute myself and ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
Sure. How can we help?
I am thinking about, for my medical business, working with a referral company. I've used them in the past, and I've been somewhat successful with them, but it is a sizable fee. And, everybody's watching their budgets and everything these days. But I was wondering if you might be picking up anything, whether it's a positive or a negative, or, you know, what the angels have to say about it.
Okay.
So I feel a couple of things. I definitely feel like it's a good idea and it's going to work, but I feel like there's a couple of we'll say flames you have to put out before you even get started. And Mary keeps showing me too. She's saying, I don't know if you work with her a lot, but she's saying, make sure you have all your ducks in a row because it's almost like they're gonna grill you and question you before you get started. But once you're in and you're settled, then everything will be okay.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great news. Sean, any news from the angels?
Yeah. Have you been working with Gabriel a lot lately?
Yes.
You keep adding him, asking him for guidance, and he says he's been showing you the right path, but there's some fear, and you kind of have to get through that before you can hit your goals.
Awesome.
I think I don't know. The feeling I'm getting is like you've tried to venture before out, and I guess it didn't work out, and it kind of sat with you.
Lessons learned.
Exactly.
I think you were accidentally blocking yourself a little bit.
I make the best blocker in my life. Excellent. And I just had a question.
Why is it, it could be that you're fighting yourself in order to get this started, but I feel like there's a battle going on right now. And once that battle's over, I do feel like it's internal though. Like you're fighting yourself maybe because you're nervous or scared to get out there. I think once you get past that, everything looks like it goes in your favor. Get the Four of Pentacles, the Judgment card. I mean, it looks pretty good to me.
Excellent. Yeah, part of it is the fact that, you know, I'm not a spring chicken. And once I start an endeavor, it usually really takes off. And do I have the energy to do this again? And so that's the part that's blocking me.
Yeah.
But I feel like I do have the energy and that I will be able to overcome because I have something now that I didn't have then, and that's a little bit more wisdom.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard.
Smarter. And
also,
close better.
Yes, they're telling me now you know how to push through the you-know-what junk.
Yeah.
And push all the junk out of your way and get to the real meat of the problem.
Excellent. Well, I thank you guys so much for answering my question. That's so cool.
And I was just going to tell you, if you needed a time frame, I was seeing between July and August would be a really good time to start.
That sounds about right. I need to put a couple more pieces of the puzzle together before I launch, and once I do, just go for it.
Absolutely.
I think you're going to be wildly successful.
Yeah, you're already
awesome.
Doing so much, Ron. It's
Well, I am just so proud of you, Sean, for what you're doing. I remember the phone call that we had when I first told you that you needed to start your show, and you thought I was crazy.
I always eventually.
Well, I am super proud of you. You're doing a great job. I love your show. You're on YouTube, and you're growing and expanding, and I'll tell you what, big high five, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys, thank you. Put me on mute because I want to finish the show, but thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, great to hear from
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Ron.
You.
Good luck.
All right, bye.
That was great.
Oh, that was so nice of him to call.
That was amazing. We have time for one more caller. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hey.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I've called in before. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How can we help you?
Today's my aunt's birthday, so if she happened to aunt Nan, what's her name?
Okay.
So funny, I've seen her with like a crown on her head. She's definitely celebrating.
Very funny. Yeah.
I see something about rubies. I don't know if you just bought yourself a ruby or something with a ruby is referring to her.
My mom had a ruby ring.
Okay.
Is that her sister?
Yeah. They usually come in together. Yeah.
You bet. She says you better be celebrating for her.
Oh.
Yeah, is it like a big... I would say 90. How old would she have been?
Could have been 90. Around there, yeah.
90?
Was she still drinking wine at that time?
Yeah, she was like very, like she had on the crown, she had like a chalice in her hand.
Yeah.
She was very,
she's like, hold this glass of wine in my honor.
Oh. Yeah, she's very social. Her family kept her Facebook page open all these years, and we always write to her on her Facebook page. So, yeah, it's kind of sweet.
I got it, yeah. Are you having, like, a get-together right now?
No.
Because she's saying there's supposed to be like a get together for her.
Oh, probably her son. You know, probably her son is. Because, you know, it's always around Mother's Day as well. So usually it was a combination Mother's Day birthday party.
Okay. Wow. Dad, was she a big reader?
Yes.
Because she's showing me all for the books. She wants to make sure they're not given away because they're very important.
Like first edition.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I'll talk to my cousins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see something with like a light blue binding. I don't know if it's expensive or it was just like one of her favorites, but has a number on it. Maybe 1860. Maybe that was when it was published. But it looks like something like a first edition, like a rare collectible, we'll say. But it has like a light blue or gray binding.
Oh, okay. I have books of her dad. I have some books of her, my grandfather, that are pretty old, like 1800s, that I've kept.
Oh, okay, okay. When I was like 1860, I think. Where it ends in a zero, so maybe 1870.
Yeah, oh, that's wild. Oh, that makes me shiver. Yeah, that was her dad's.
Well, she's definitely with him. And the funny thing is, I guess, is your youngest cousin, is that a boy?
Yes.
Yeah. She's saying don't let him near the books.
Oh, funny.
He can't find his way around anything. So, he'll probably use it as what do they call those?
Like
the heavy thing.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Paperweight. Or coaster.
Near my phone.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny.
How old is the youngest?
Oh, go ahead. The youngest?
Yeah, the youngest cousin. We only have about a minute left, but is he younger? Like 30s, 20s?
Well, we all hate him because he looks 30. He's 50 and looks 30.
Oh,
and he doesn't age. He's a Benjamin Button. He's aging backwards.
That's funny. I heard that he was a pyromaniac, that he liked to play with fire.
Yeah, she calls him the rascal.
That's why she wanted him away from everything.
She just wanted him to
burn
paper.
It all. He's fun.
Yeah, both of them. Both of them are pretty. Riley.
Now, is your mom still alive?
No, she passed first. She passed over 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Because the last thing she was telling me is your mom's okay, I'm okay, and we are both watching over you.
Oh.
And were you going to reset the ruby ring into like a necklace or something else?
Oh, I did have an emerald ring of my mom's that I set into a different ring and different earrings. And the problem with the ruby ring is I can't find it. I know, you know, it's quote, somewhere safe. You know, it's in a box somewhere, it's in my storage unit, or at some point I put it.
I think
when
it's
I was
your house.
Moving.
Yeah, me too. Almost like an end table
it.
Or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Check
in your house.
Drawers.
And I want to say it might even have like either a paper towel or a tissue around the box.
Mm.
It looks like you wrapped the box in something and then it's in the drawer. Like it's in a box, but the box is wrapped in something.
And,
and then it's in the drawer.
She said, good luck finding anything in there.
Well, I'm happy to know it's there.
Absolutely. But we do have to go. I want to thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes.
Thanks for calling.
You. Great. Thanks, you.
Oh,
have a great night.
Bye-bye. You too.
I want to thank everyone for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It was a great time. You know, we're always here on Monday at 6. Just take a picture of who's ever left in the key, and if you call back in next week at the same time, we'll try to get to you guys first.
Absolutely, and feel free to contact us by email, by phone, and we could also do the private readings, which go for about a half an hour to an hour, depending on what you want. You can do it over the phone, we could do it over video chat or live.
Yep.
So we look forward to hearing from everyone again next week, and we hope we can help more people.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.